You're listening to SBS News.
For more than 2 weeks, Africa's most populous nation, Nigeria, has been rocked by demonstrations by many young people protesting alleged police brutality. The demonstrations began in response to a video that circulated online showing a man being beaten, apparently by members of the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, known as SARS. The Nigerian government has announced that it would disband the SARS unit, but the daily protests have continued, with participants demanding an end to all police brutality and corruption. The government denies any fatalities during the demonstrations, but protester Alistair claims he lost his brother to a stray bullet from the army on Tuesday.
My brother's name is Emeka. We both attended the rally yesterday, then the military came from nowhere opening fire, shooting unnecessarily. Look at my legs, I almost lost my legs.
Amnesty International says at least 12 people died when soldiers opened fire on demonstrators in Nigeria's biggest city, Lagos. Authorities have imposed a 24-hour-a-day curfew on the city and other parts of the country, but some are defying the order. Amnesty International Nigeria's programs manager, Sheon Bakari, says the global community must respond.
The protesters were asking for their right to live as citizens of this country without being killed by bullets from the authorities, without being killed by security forces. And it is unbelievable that a protest that started as a result of brute use of force by the police is now being quelled by the same excessive use of force.
Lagos State Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu has ordered an investigation into the shooting of protesters in Lagos on Tuesday.
For clarity, it is imperative to explain that no sitting governor controls the rules of engagement of the military. I have nonetheless instructed an investigation into the ordered and the adopted rules of engagement employed by the officers and men of the Nigerian Army that were deployed to the Lekki toll gate last night.
The governor also urged the protesters to suspend their demonstrations until the insecurity in the region had eased.
We intensify our efforts as a government to persuade the leading lights of the ENSAS protest to suspend the protest in view of the rising insecurity in the state. We made the case that their battle has indeed been won. We made the case that we additionally considered that they could resume their peaceful protest in Lekki and Alausa once we have succeeded in taming the rising wave of insecurity in the state.
How many people government go kill?
How many people government go kill? Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, the protests have spread outside Nigeria, with a demonstration near the Nigerian High Commission in London. Calls to end SARS were echoed on the streets of the UK capital as demonstrators marched in solidarity with those protesting against police brutality in Nigeria. Many of the protesters were angry that despite massive oil wealth and one of Africa's largest economies, Nigeria's people have high levels of poverty and lack of basic services as a result of rampant corruption.
Since we've got independence for 60 years, we don't move to nowhere. We don't have light, we don't have security, we don't have good roads, we don't have water, we don't have good education, we don't have nothing.
The demonstrators' demands have widened to include calls for accountable government, respect for human rights, and an end to corruption. Alan Lee, SBS News.